Eso.
Right, 50 second.
Yeah. How you doing today?
On yet.
He's on his line. Everybody else has on mute. The microphone muted. But this is live, and this is live. Those are all muted. This one's got a camera, but no one is in a microphone line.
You got us up, Doug?
Yep, we're up.
Ann, are you ready? Sure, it's 5 o'clock. I'd like to welcome everybody to our January meeting of the Upper Trinity Groundwater Conservation District Board. We're meeting here in our offices here in Springtown, as well as online. If you're watching online and wish to comment on any item on the agenda, if you'll hit the chat function on your computer so Doug will know, and he'll, when we get to that particular item, and let him know which item it is you wish to speak on, he'll let me know when we get to that point. Can you call the roll, please, Director Knave?
Jared Reynolds?
Here.
Shannon Knave? Here. Tim Watts?
He's absent.
Don Micah?
Here.
Brent Wilson?
Here.
Mike Berkeley?
Here.
Tracy Misler?
Here. For the public's information, and we do have a quorum, our Legislative Enabling Act requires us to have 5 affirmative votes to pass anything. So keep that in mind as we go through the meeting's agenda. If everyone please rise and join me in the pledges to the flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. All right, with the board, I'm going to move item 1 off our regular agenda up to the top. We have several people here who wants to speak tonight. At least let them have the option of leaving or staying and enjoying the rest of our meeting. We have a full agenda. The item is discussion on filling a vacancy out of Hood County. Remind the board that the Hood County Commissioners Court met recently. They rescinded the recommendation they made last fall and have since recommended Bob Lusk to us. I have 3 people that wish to speak tonight. Anybody got preference to go first? Anybody want to go last? You want to go last, Mike? Commissioner Eagle, if anybody is speaking, please come to the podium so it can be caught on the record and identify yourself for Ann so she's got it in the minutes, please.
Thank you, board members. Appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to speak. My name is Dave Eagle.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. 3 minutes. County Commissioner, precinct number 4 of Hood County. And want to do a recap of the Commissioner's Court. Back in November, you received a recommendation from Mr. Massey, which was done by a 3-2 vote. And you received minutes of that action prior to your November meeting. And based on certain information, and including a written request from me, the vote for Mr. Massey failed in November. And to fast forward a little bit, on January 6th and 9th, 2023, the Hood County Commissioners Court met again to discuss a recommendation. And the January 9th recommendation for Mike Massey was rescinded during the commissioner's court, and that was at the behest of the judge. The judge wanted to have that prior recommendation rescinded, so that was made part of the issue. And so rescinded means to cancel, take back, take away, remove. So in place of Mike Massey being the recommendation, the new court, commissioner's court that took office on January the 1st, is now recommending Mr. Bob Lust to be Hood County's representative to fill the position left open by Mr. Richard English's departure. I know you received a letter from a little Facebook group called Hood County Forward, dated December 13th, 2022. And there's several signatures on that, and there's going to be somebody probably going to talk about that. And here's what I want to point out about that December 13th letter. Not a one of those people interviewed Mr. Lusk. Not a one of those people looked at his credentials. Not a one of those people took any of that into consideration. And on top of that, neither the judge nor Commissioner Wilson nor Commissioner Cotton, prior to the vote we took in January, ever reached out and talked to Mr. Lusk. And he sent them emails and offered to meet with them, and they never bothered to do that. So just wanted to let you know that we have interviewed Mr. Lusk, all of us, a lot of people have, and he received very favorable recommendations. You've hopefully looked at his his credentials, his resume, his CV, and I highly recommend that you go along with the commissioner's court. I will read the first line of next to the last paragraph of the December 13th letter you received from this Hood County Progressives. In conclusion, we ask that you consider the recommendation of the Hood County Commissioners Court. I agree with that part of their letter, and ask that you consider Mr. Lusk. And this has had no way an aspersion on Mr. Massey. I know he spent 12 years on this board, and we're very grateful for that. But we feel like it's time to get some new blood on here, and hopefully you'll go along with us. I know it's your decision, but I'm offering what I had to say tonight, so to add to what you're going to do later on, if you do anything tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies first.
I'd like to speak, but it's on the last agenda item.
Well, we'll get to that agenda item when we get there. Christy.
My name is Christy Massey. I'm not here as anybody's wife tonight. I'm here because I have lived in Hood County for 48 and a half years. Before then, I had never lived on groundwater. So I understand now how important it is to conserve groundwater. Now, the people who work for this place are good at what they do, but they are limited by the dictates of this board. And this board having the words groundwater and conservation need to have that in their soul and in their brain when they are making decisions. They need to think about the water and how to conserve it, rather than thinking about how they're making money by sucking more water out of the ground by digging more wells. And that's the kind of board member you need to have, whether they think that they know what they're doing and try to run this place and make more money by sucking water out of more groundwater, because that's the way they make money out of living, and their family has a well digging contest. And I can tell you right now, and my husband hasn't heard anything that I said until I stood up here. And since I have to go home with him, you might all want to check on me tomorrow. So that's all I have to say. Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Scott,
I'm up.
You're up.
Well, apparently, Mr. Nagel and I have some confusion or difference of opinion as to who was actually approved when, but I'm not going to get into that. I apologize for you guys that you're caught up in Hood County politics, because I'm also caught up in it, and it's not a lot of fun. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak, and I'm a little hard of hearing, so if I yell at you, I apologize. I thank you for the opportunity to speak, but before we get started, I just want to pass my utmost respect and appreciation on to General Manager Doug Shaw and Ann DeVinny. I have been involved in this organization since the get-go. I was the Chamber of Commerce Director in Granbury in Hood County. When we created this board, we did your ribbon cutting out here, and we worked a lot with your general manager, and a lot of they came and brought all their training aides to the 4th of July and did some fantastic things. So, Doug, thank you, sir. So I grew up in Fort Worth, working with my dad in foundation and water well drilling business. Until I was 4 years old, we lived in a very small town in Central Texas. The only water we had was a 300-gallon cistern with a tin roof. If we had water, I bathed once a week in the rinse water after my mother did the laundry outside. If it didn't rain, we hauled water or we made do. So I know what it's like to be without water. I came into the world without water. I hope I don't go out the same way, but Ms. Massey made some good points there. I've been blessed to retire from two careers, 28 years in the Navy, having had three command tours, over 130 combat missions, and over 750 carrier landings. After retiring from the Navy, I spent 27 years running Chambers of Commerce and Economic Development corporations in both Florida and Texas. Texas is my home, but I wound up in Florida thanks to the Navy, and I finally made it back to Texas. All these organizations were overseen by a volunteer board of directors, 1 minute, and a CEO or general manager. Okay, let me skip to the point. I thought I had five, and I'm sorry. So in 2005, I joined a diverse group of people that created the Lake Granbury Watershed Study. We did that for 3 years. We created the only watershed study, surface water, not groundwater. But I learned a lot about surface water, and I learned a lot about groundwater. And I don't know what I was going to say. The two don't work together very well. There's not a lot of transference from surface water to groundwater. Unfortunately, over all four counties, it appears to me that we are gravitating toward having our own water experts on this board. We're losing the diversity of members from all walks of life. A managing board needs diversity, not 8 subject matter experts. In my experience with boards, once all the members become experts, you lose your employees because everybody's trying to do their job for them. So, and I think I just got hooked. Anyway, I've known Mike Massey. I know what he did on this board. He's the guy we need on this board. I'm sure Mr. Lusk is a great guy and he's got a lot of credentials, but we've got a proven asset here. We need to put him back on the board. Thank you, sir.
Anybody else on this subject? Anybody online, Doug?
No, sir.
We don't have all 7 of us here tonight. What's the board's pleasure? Anybody want to make a motion? You want to move into executive session to discuss this? Or you want to table and wait until we have Tim back?
I'd make a motion that we accept Mike Massey.
And I've got a motion. Do I have a second? Do I have a second?
I would make.
Well, hold on. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Was that Director Micah? I have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Discussion would be before we take a vote that we would go into.
Executive session. And show that at 5:12, we're going into executive session under Texas Local Government Code 551-071, which is consultation with legal counsel. And